Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's bring in our man, John Ritchie of WIP in Philadelphia. I'm anxious to talk to John. John, appreciate you joining us. I think I like your quarterback more than most people in Philadelphia did before week number one. But after 32 points in the opening rout of the Atlanta Falcons, how what's the pulse on Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia this week?
Yeah, people are buying in, that's for sure. We, as fans, weren't exactly positive like what was going on this entire offseason. We kept waiting for the team to show some faith in Jalen Hurts. They never did. I mean, they waited until it was September to even name him as the starter. And, you know, all the rumors were flying around about Deshaun Watson and, hey, maybe they're checking into Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Hey, if he becomes available, the Eagles might look that direction. They never drafted him in our minds as fans as the starter. They wanted Carson Wentz to be the starter, and they wanted him to be the backup. And then Doug Peterson told Philadelphia they drafted Jalen to be the backup. What we saw last season was good at times, not great at times, you know, with a 52% completion percentage during his four starts at the end of the season. It just wasn't overwhelmingly positive. Good signs, great leadership, but everyone was asking if he had what it took to be a starter in this league. And I think in the opener against the Falcons, with some great coaching of technique, you know, footwork, mechanics by Nick Sirianni and his staff, with some great play calling and play design by Nick Sirianni and his staff. Mm-hmm. They're bringing out Jalen Hurts' strengths, and they're putting him in great position to put the team in the right play at the right time. Jalen Hurts is like everything you could ever ask for in terms of intangibles. He's now in the right situation with the right coaches, and he's finally getting a chance to shine.
I was in and out of that game on Sunday, and I haven't and like I'm a coach, John, I haven't gone back and watched the tape just yet, but I know it was a 7-6 game, I think, late in that first half, and it seems like the Eagles just exploded, ended up putting 32 on them. What was that? Was it fortuitous field position? Was Jalen Hurts really just orchestrating things? What was the explosion in the second half against the Falcons?
It was neck and neck when the Falcons were running football in the first half. Mm-hmm. Falcons had two long drives when they ran the ball and took advantage of too deep by the Eagles defense. Like, we were sitting there, protecting against the deep pass, the deep shots, and giving up the run game, which is something, you know, from my day and age, you did not do. But they were running all over the Eagles. They stopped running all over the Eagles when the Eagles went up at halftime with a two-point conversion after a two-minute drive and touchdown that was well orchestrated, you know, by Jalen Hurts, drove the team down the field, throwing the ball. Everything is very RPO heavy right now for the Eagles. You know, it's almost collegiate in design at times. Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely certain that had the Falcons continued to run the football, they would have had a better chance to stay in that game. But the Eagles got lucky that they, you know, Arthur Smith chose to go a different direction with that. Mm.
John Ritchie, WIP in Philadelphia with us here on D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. John, you made a lot of 49er fans kind of squirm in their seats right there when you mentioned RPO. Mobile quarterbacks have been a frustration of the San Francisco 49ers for the last few years. How much of what you saw from Jalen this weekend, how much of what we saw from Jalen this weekend was by design in terms of his attack on the ground? How much of it was by design, and how much of it was him improvising?
Yeah, it was a lot of it was called. It feels like Sirianni and his staff, they put the time in and the effort in, and they're calling these plays in with the design that the defense can't be right. You know, I think everything starts with a box count. You know, like if there are five in the box, we're going to run it. You know, if it looks this way, we're going to run this run. If it looks this way, we're going to run this run. If the box is heavy, I think you see they have, you know, the slip screen to one side. They've got a bubble screen to the other side. It's all available, and it's all dictating, you know, trying to just take what the defense allows, the path of least resistance. I think, you know, I don't know for sure. It felt like it was all very, very planned out, very well orchestrated, and that Jalen Hurts has a great feel for this offense that's been built around him. Mm. So, yes, there were plays where he scrambled for a first down when the protection, you know, didn't hold. There were a couple plays where he took off a little bit early, quite frankly, where I would have liked to see him step up in the pocket. But those were few and far between because everything was designed to just get it out of his hand quickly. You know, he had the shortest air yardage of any quarterback in the NFL last week. I want to say his average pass was like 3.87 past the line of scrimmage. It was short, it was quick, and he was, you know, going to the right place at the right time. You know, he was reading things out well. My worry from an Eagles fan perspective is that the 49ers can, you know, bump these receivers and, you know, get them off their routes early and force Jalen Hurts to hold the ball and, you know, look further downfield. Mm-hmm. You know, force that protection to hold up a little bit longer. Test his accuracy further downfield. Those are all still question marks in Eagles fans' minds.
So, John, and that's something that we always look at here when we're talking about the 49ers, and that's going up against the opposing team offensive line. So I know you talked about it a little bit just now, but I just wanted you to reiterate for me and for the listeners here, did Jalen, was the pocket kind of collapsing and you wanted him to hang in there a little bit longer and he would take off, or was it just kind of he saw something and he took off? How was that offensive line working for Philadelphia on Sunday?
Yeah, actually, the offensive line is healthy this year. Last season, we had like 14 different offensive line combinations play in games. It was a new NFL record. Mm. This season, they held up. They are healthy, at least for after, you know, coming out of the first game. You still got Jason Kelce, who's been an all-pro center in this league. Brandon Brooks at right guard, Lane Johnson at right tackle. Both those guys are pro bowlers. On the left side, you got Isaac Seumalo, who has been banged up a little bit, but he's back. And now Jordan Mailata, who was a rugby player, a seventh-round draft pick in 2018, is a freak. He is, and they just paid him accordingly. He's an amazing athlete and gigantic, you know, 6'9", 270 pounds, and he is the real deal. This O-line, if they stay healthy, will be great all season long. When Jalen was forced to move around, it was more because I think it's something he has to work on. Trusting that protection a little more. And actually, the backs did a good job of picking up blitzes. Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator for the Falcons, he's well known for being a guy that throws the kitchen sink at people if he must. Mm-hmm. He put a lot out there. And our young back, who's a rookie, Kenny Gainwell, and Miles Sanders both did a pretty good job of picking up those extra defenders. It was sound. The protection was good.
John, we appreciate you for spending a few minutes with us after your show wrapped up. Which one of your programs is in better shape right now, Michigan or Stanford?
Oh. I don't know. Stanford just walloped USC, so that was good to see.
That was coming off a week one head scratcher.
Yeah, we don't talk about week one.
I apologize. That's my
Go blue, John. Go blue. Let's go. We're getting Ohio State this year. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm really proud of both schools. I feel like I got like the whole nation education coming from the East Coast and the Midwest and the West Coast. I feel good about being well-rounded.
Indeed, indeed. Okay. John, we appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us.
Appreciate you, John.
No problem. Take care,
John.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.